And you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. This is indeed radio for the rest of us. And we're streaming worldwide on the web at www.wrir.org. And welcome to Wide Ear Folk. You can hear this program every Tuesday from 5 until 7 p.m. right here on Richmond Indie Radio. My name is Bill Lupoletti. I'm filling in for Eric Walters, but lo and behold, Eric Walters is actually in the studio. You want to say something to your fans?
Hey there.
Oh, there you go. Now we've got you. Say hello to your fans.
Hi there. How's everybody doing? Good. Thanks, Bill, for filling in for me tonight. I'm going to a show this evening and just can't stay around for the performance.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you here, Eric, and at least for a little while. And we're going to get started. We got a special show going here today. We're going to be featuring 2 hours of music from the National Folk Festival 2006 edition that is going to get started here in Richmond, Virginia on October 13th. That's a week from Friday and runs through Sunday, October 15th. There's over 25 artists that are going to be performing. All of this is going to be happening in downtown Richmond in the area right around Ethel Corporation and around the what do you call it? Yeah, right, the Tredegar Iron Works, that area. And everything is free to the public. It's a fantastic event. This is the second year that it has been here. It's on a 3-year schedule to be here, and hopefully after that, Richmond will pick up and create its own series to continue where the National Folk Festival left off. And because there's so many artists performing there, I thought it might be a good public service to give people a sampling of who's going to be playing, give you an idea of what you are going to hear, and maybe you can make your plans accordingly to go out and hear, make your schedule to see the people that you want to see. So that's what we're going to be focusing on here for the next 2 hours on Wide Ear Folk. And for those people who are listening to this and would like to have a chance to hear the whole program again, or have friends that aren't listening and think they would want to hear it, I'm recording the show as we go, and unless there's some technical difficulties, I'm going to post it on the internet so that you can download it and hear it later on. I'll tell you a little bit more about that later in the show. Let's get started with one of the artists that I'm most excited about getting to see. I'm going to play 2 songs that he recorded in 1956, and if this was all that this guy ever did in his career, that should be enough to get you in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. His name is Sonny Burgess. He was one of the early recording artists for Sun Records, and he is still going strong. This is, again, from 1956. We're going to hear Redheaded Woman and We Want a Boogie from Sonny Burgess right here on Wide Ear Folk.
jumped in flipper, took my baby to town. Oh, we wasn't doing nothing, didn't catch him round. Just pounding the boogie all over town. Well, down Front Street, baby, and all over town. Man, you ought to see the lights when the sun goes down. Just pounding. Oh,
not exactly what you were expecting to hear from a folk festival, well, maybe think again. This is what you're going to be hearing at the National Folk Festival coming up here October 13th through 15th in Richmond. That was the Lee Boys, the title track of their most recent album from the year 2005. It's called Say Yes. The style that they're playing there is what's called sacred steel gospel music. It's comes out of southern churches, a lot of them, like this group from Florida. And you have a band that plays with the choir and also accompanies the preacher. And it prominently features a lap steel guitar, you know, kind of like they use in Hawaiian music. I guess the guy who's been the biggest factor in popularizing that style of music is Robert Randolph and the Family Band. The Lee Boys do something that's very similar to Robert Randolph. So you got to check these guys out. That is hot, hot music. And so was everything in that set we heard before that. Two tracks from Sonny Burgess, who is a, you know, from the same era of Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis. These were the artists who first put Sun Records in Memphis on the map. Sonny Burgess, both sides of his very first single for Sun Records from 1956. The A-side, Redheaded Woman, was how we started the show. The B-side, We Want a Boogie. Sonny Burgess has been keeping it on for 50 good years, playing the same roots rock, rockabilly, whatever you want to call it. They didn't even have those terms back in 1956 yet, I don't think. He was a member of the Sun Rhythm Section, and he is going to be appearing at the National Folk Festival as well. Gives you a good idea of the variety of programming that they're offering at this festival, which is to be commended by all of us. And you're listening to Wide Ear Folk right here on WRIR, Richmond's Indie Radio. We are radio for the rest of us, a true community radio station. All volunteers will always be volunteer-driven radio station. And it's because of the kind of station that we are that we can devote 2 hours of programming to tell you what is going to be at the National Folk Festival. And we're not doing it because they're paying us, that's for sure. We're doing it because we think that it's an event that's important for people in Richmond to know about, and it's a public service, and there's some darn fine music as well. So we're not all just high-minded. We like to enjoy ourselves, too. Hey, listen, let me give you a little announcement here. This program is brought to us due to the generous contributions of our founding underwriter, Sticky Rice. Sticky Rice offers fresh, creative entrees, including vegetarian dishes and sushi for lunch Monday through Friday, and dinner 7 nights a week. Accented with a modern Asian flair and unique musical backdrop, they're located at 2232 West Main Street. More information is available at 358-7870. And now Sticky Rice introduces another option for Richmond diners. Couscous Restaurant offers Mediterranean and Moroccan-style dining with an atmosphere to match. Dine-in or take-out, they're located at 900 West Franklin Street on the first floor of the Chesterfield apartment building with convenient off-street parking. They can be reached at 358-0868. And thanks to Sticky Rice and Couscous for continuing their underwriting support of your community radio station, WRIR. Let's keep going here with National Folk Festival music. Next up, I want to play you a set of some of the blues artists that are going to be performing at the festival. We'll get started with a fellow from Alabama whose name is Willie King. And he marries a varied blues style. He has a lot of his music is influenced by the North Mississippi Hill Country style that's been popularized by people like Junior Kimbrough and R.L. Burnside. But he also plays more of the Delta style as well, and the electric or Northern Chicago style. He couples that with some very socially conscious lyrics. Here he is, Willie King and the Liberators. Let's come together as one community right here on Wide Ear Folk. Thank you.
come together.
Oh, let it come together.
Let it come together.
Let it come on together.
As one community.
As one community, yeah.
Let's come together.
Let's get together.
As brothers and sisters.
As brothers and sisters.
Let's start the loving.
And start the loving.
All over the world.
All over the world.
We got to start the loving each other.
We got to start the loving.
As sisters and brothers,
we got to start the loving. Oh, let's start the loving. Let's start the loving each other. I know everything will be all right, yeah.
My brothers and sisters.
Hey, I'm calling on my brothers and sisters.
Oh, all over the world.
Oh, all over the world.
Whoa, I'm calling on my brothers and sisters.
Oh, I'm calling my brothers and sisters.
All over the world.
All over the world.
Don't make no difference.
Don't make no difference.
Who you are.
Don't make no difference.
Who you are.
Don't make no difference.
You may be black.
Don't make no difference.
You may be brown.
You may be blind.
You may be red.
You may be rich.
And you might be white.
And you might be white.
Let's come together.
Let's come.
Let's come together.
Let's come together.
Our brothers and sisters.
Our brothers and sisters.
Can you hear me calling on
Can
you?
Can you hear me calling?
You know I'm calling.
Can't you hear me calling?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Baby walking down the street, meeting everybody but the chief police. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. We were shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Money on the floor, up come the law and knocked on the door. You gotta step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You gotta step it up and go. Mm-hmm. baby walking down the street, meeting everybody but the chief police. You got to stay with up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You got to step it up and go. Shooting dice, money on the floor. Up come the law and knock on the door. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, go. Well, you can't stand still, I swear. You got to step it up and go.
Lord, 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 Lord. Lord, 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 Lord. You know it ain't nobody's business what I do. You know the day I just may have ham and bacon, and tomorrow people may not be anything shaking, but it ain't no, oh, it ain't nobody's business if I do. Yes, I just may go crazy and go down and get a shotgun, shoot my baby. No, but it ain't nobody's business if I do. Three times seven, and that makes me somewhere around 21. You know it ain't nobody's business what not do. That's why I sing, Lord, 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 Lord. You know it ain't no, ain't nobody do. If I do.
Glad y'all here. And the first song we always sing is Help Me to Raise Him, which was the main object of singing. And I'll throw a little curve in there this time, because I'll tell you a little bit about the gal from Georgia. So first song be Help Me to Raise Him.
Help me to raise them, boys.
Hey, hey, I'm
let's get them, let's get them back.
Won't you help me to raise them, boys?
Hey, hey.
Let's get them.
you help me raise them, boys.
See you when the sun goes down.
Got a girl in Georgia, boys.
Hey, 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 honey.
Got a girl in Georgia, boys.
Hey, hey, honey.
That's good.
Got a girl in Georgia, boys. See her when the sun goes down.
Let's get it back.
Come on back home.
Got a girl in Georgia, boys.
Hey, hey, honey.
Let's get it back for that girl.
Her name is Carrie, boys.
Hey, 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 honey.
Let's get it back for Carrie.
Her name is Carrie, y'all.
See her when the sun goes down.
Let's get it back. Get it back.
Oh, the weights on the captain boat.
Yay! Yay! Honey!
Let's get a read off.
Oh, the weights on the captain boat.
Yay! Yay!
Honey! All right. Get a read off.
Oh, the weights on the captain boat.
See you when the sun goes down.
Just get a back, get a back, back, get a
back. Oh, the weights on the meat boat.
Hey, hey, honey.
Just get a weight off me.
Oh, the weights on the meat boat.
Hey, 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 honey.
Let's get a bit on meat boat.
Oh, the weights on the meat boat.
See you when the sun goes down.
All right. Now, that is not something that you're going to hear every day, folk festival or no folk festival. That's a group called the Northern Neck Shanty Singers, and they're singing sea shanties, work songs from the ocean. They are from Reedville, Virginia, which is the base of the Menhaden fishing industry up until, oh, not that long ago, really. And it's an all-African-American group. Most of the Menhaden fishermen were African-American, I believe. The song is called Help Me Raise 'Em. It's on a cassette that they sell at the Reedville Fisherman's Museum called See When the Sun Goes Down. Northern Neck Shanty Singers are going to be appearing at the National Folk Festival in Richmond, October 13th through 15th. You can check at their website, the festival that is, which is www.nationalfolkfestival.com. Is that right? Yeah, I believe that's right. And it has a complete schedule up there. It's great that they're having folk artists, traditional artists from the local area, and we heard a little bit of that in that set from Northern Neck Shanty Singers. It's an interesting tradition. I learned a lot about this doing the research for the program. It seems like there's only really two places in the U.S. where that style of work song ever had any currency. Reedville was one. The other is Beaufort, North Carolina. Both places were centers of menhaden fishing. Now, before that, we heard from Nat Reese. And we heard him do Ain't Nobody's Business, and that was recorded live at Berea College in Kentucky, and it's available on the internet at a site that's called the Digital Library of Appalachia, which is actually great. I'm going to have to go back there and look for more stuff. It's really a great resource that I just found out about. And before that, we heard from Warner Williams with Jay Summerore. They are based in Northern Virginia, and we heard Step It Up and Go. Actually, Maryland, I think. I have to check on that. I'm pretty sure that I was wrong the first time. Warner Williams, Step It Up and Go from his album Blues Highway. Jay Summerore is the harp player, and so they're kind of like Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee, or like Cephas and Wiggins, and who played at the Folk Festival last year. And Jay Summerore, very interestingly, was the harmonica player in the Starland Vocal Band. And so now, if you have the song Afternoon Delight stuck in your head for the rest of the day, don't worry, I'm not going to play it. But you can blame me for that. We started out the set with Willie King and the Liberators' Let's Come Together. All of these artists, of course, appearing at the National Folk Festival the weekend following this one. Let me make this announcement for you as well. The 2006 Virginia Journey of Hope will crisscross the Commonwealth this month to open hearts and minds to the problems of the death penalty in Virginia. The journey is headed for Richmond from October 19th through the 21st. The Journey of Hope in Richmond will feature speakers and activists whose lives have been directly impacted by the death penalty. Events include Sister Helen Prejean, best-selling author of Dead Man Walking. She will speak at St. Edward's Catholic Church, 2700 Dulfield Drive, on Saturday, October 21st at 7 p.m. Afterwards, she will be available for a book signing. All events are free, open to the public, and sponsored by Virginians for Alternatives to the Death Penalty, ACLU of Virginia, and the Virginia Organizing Project. For more information and a complete list of events, go to www.vadp.org or call 1-888-567-VADP. And now back to the music. And there's a couple of really interesting artists from the Caribbean that are going to be performing at the Folk Festival. And so let's play one of them right here, and we'll play the other one, a couple of tracks from the other one right after it. This is a group called Jamesy and the All-Stars, and they play a style of music that's called Scratch. It comes from St. Croix, or St. Croix, in the Virgin Islands. And it sounds a little bit like Jamaican mento. Check it out here. We're going to hear the song Bulldog, Don't Bite Me.
The matter how you see me, dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
The matter how you find me, dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
That dog is a vicious dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
That dog is a bad dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
I went to the police station.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Tell them all my bulldog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Yep, is a vicious dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
You mind that dog, don't empty your toolkit.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Running and looking at me, dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
I run and I look and I can't find me, dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
I say, wow, wow, send me Uncle Dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
Wow, wow, send me Uncle Dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
I say, hell, it is a bad bulldog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
You mind that dog, don't empty your toolkit.
Bulldog,
mind that I don't have to talk it.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
I'm running and I'm looking and I can't find me, dog.
Bulldog, don't bite me.
do that way. But I probably ever use it.
a band I've always wanted to see, and I'm going to get to see them, finally, at the National Folk Festival, the Skatalites. That's the group that really pioneered the ska sound in Jamaica. 1964-65, those were the two key years. Those are the years of those two recordings. We heard Beardsman Ska last, and before that we heard Exodus. The Skatalites, many of the original members, unfortunately, have gone to the great beyond, but a number of them are still with us, and they are part of the group that is performing. And, of course, they have spawned so many copycats and imitators, and then, you know, just people who are very influenced by the great music that they made. After that, you know, came reggae and Bob Marley, and then ska got repopularized all over again in the late 70s and early 80s in England with the two-tone bands, and now it's been repopularized again with another group of young people. So there should be a great crowd out to see the Skatalites, people of all ages who have heard this kind of music since the 1960s. Before that, we heard from Jamesy and the All-Stars from St. Croix, and we heard the song Bulldog Don't Bite Me from their album We Don Skylark. So some great Caribbean music coming up at the Folk Festival October 13th through 15th. And that's what we're featuring here on today's edition of Wide Ear Folk, right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. We are radio for the rest of us. And my name's Bill Lupoletti. I'm filling in for Eric Walters today. And it was a great opportunity for me to bring you 2 hours of music from the National Folk Festival. I'm having a good time. I hope this is interesting, educational, and enjoyable for you as well. And you know, WRIR's fun drive is coming up. You probably heard a little bit about this already. WRIR will begin the fall fun drive Wednesday, October 4th. This is your chance to show your support for Richmond's independent radio station, 97.3 FM. If you believe in what we do, join us in making it possible to hear a different point of view on our news shows, unique music programs, and content that makes a difference in our community. Let me just highlight what we're doing today and ask, is there any other radio station in Richmond that would be interested, willing to do what we're doing here today? If not, then this may be a place, if the spirit moves you, that you might want to donate some money. Put your money where your ears are and become a member of WRIR in our fall fun drive beginning October 4th. It's 1 week of spectacular shows, amazing giveaways. We're going to have some great stuff to give away at this drive, folks, I have to tell you. And it's also your chance to support WRIR LP. 97.3 FM, Richmond's Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And another announcement for you at WRIR is underwritten in part by the generous contribution of Plan 9 Music. New this week at Plan 9, David Grisman Bluegrass Experience, The Decemberists, their new record Crane Wife, and Live a Little by the Pernice Brothers. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of used DVDs and CDs, and you can listen to any album before you buy. They have two locations in Richmond, in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street, and at the VCU Bookstore. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And let's move along here with some more artists appearing in the Folk Festival. I wanted to point out also, before I go any further, there are going to be a number of Richmond artists that are appearing as part of the event as well. One of the groups that wanted to make sure that I gave them a shout-out, and which I'm glad to do, is the Richmond Indigenous Gourd Orchestra. They're going to be performing at the children's stage, and they are always worth seeing. And, you know, so there's actually so much going on in this event that you can't even summarize it in a two-hour show. You should just go to their website or get their literature, see what all of the different activities are that are going on down there on October 13th through the 15th. Next group we're going to play, this is maybe the most exotic group that is booked to perform. They're from the Republic of Altai, which is one of the Russian republics in Central Asia. It's roughly bounded by Kazakhstan, Siberia, and Mongolia. The traditional style of music there involves overtone singing, or throat singing, it's sometimes called. That's something that's practiced in a number of northern countries, and Inuits in North America do it as well. And the group is called Altai Kai. Kai is the term in their language for throat singing. And we're going to hear a song from them that is called Tularim, which translates as mountain summits or mountain peaks.
Thank you. Yeah. You are listening to WRIR 97.3 FM radio, and we are radio for the rest of us. I'm David Noyes of Ambiance Congo. Every other Sunday, Fred Ambiso and I and live in your afternoon with 2 hours of great Congolese music, 2 hours of contemporary and classic cuts from Kinshasa, Brazzaville, Paris, and beyond. Join our international audience every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. for Ambiance Congo, only on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, in the USA.
Thank you, David. And we heard in that set from Richard A. Hagopian, who is one of the foremost American players of the oud, the which is the Arabic lute, and a mainstay of Arabic music, also of music from Turkey and from Armenia. And Richard Hagopian is an Armenian-American, born in the U.S., but his parents are born in Armenia. And we heard him there performing with Buddy Sarkeesian. The song was called Sile Bulbul, and it goes back all the way back to 1968. So he's been performing for quite a while, an outstanding oud player. If you had never seen anybody play this instrument, it's really a cool instrument, and as you can tell, it has a great sound. And it's the instrument that gives a lot of Arabic music the characteristic its characteristic timbre, the oud. Before that, we heard from Alta Kai, a group from Central Asia who practice throat singing. And in throat singing, you're creating more than one note at the same time, so you're singing a chord or you're singing overtones. And you heard that sometimes the low tone that you produce is a very low growl. And you heard some of that on that song Tularine, Mountain Summits, from Alta Kai, easily the most exotic group that'll be performing here. And I have actually three CDs of theirs that were lent to me by Alan Levenberg, who's WRIR's news program director. And Alan is going to be Alta Kai's host during the time that they're here in Richmond, which should be very interesting for him. And you got to see these CDs. I really should have like scanned the jacket and put it on the website. I mean, they're cool. And I hope that these guys wear the clothes to perform here that they're wearing on the pictures, although I think it's going to be a little too warm for them to wear some of this stuff. And then there's one where the guy's got his arm around a bear on the cover, and that's cool, which demonstrates that there is Photoshop in Altai as well. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. We're streaming worldwide as well on the web at www.wrir.org, where we've got a good number of listeners today. Thank you for tuning in, however you're tuning in. And I mentioned at the top of the program, I'm recording the show, and I'm going to be posting it onto the internet so that you can download it for listening later. So you can tell your friends if they're not able to listen now, or if there's something that you hear and you want to go back and hear it again, because after all, you're trying to figure out what you're going to do when you go to the National Folk Festival with all of those different bands that you could go see. Anyway, the way that you can do this is as follows. Just go to our website, www.wrir.org, and look for the story on the website that says National Folk, that says Wide Ear Folk, that's the name of this program, and you'll see a graphic of the National Folk Festival. Down at the bottom of that story, once the recording has been posted, and that's going to be, I don't know, maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow sometime, something like that, you will see a link, and if you click on that, it's going to send you someplace on the internet where you can download the show. That's how it works. It's actually real easy. It's an MP3, and you probably already know how to do that, and I'm giving you too much instructions. But let's move on, play some more music. And right now we're going to play two songs from one of the, I think, main stars of the schedule, Santiago Jimenez Jr. He is from San Antonio, Texas. He is the son of the original Santiago Jimenez, who was one of the pioneers of conjunto, one of America's great musical contributions of the 20th century, in my opinion. It's the music, popular music of the Texas-Mexican border, which combines traditional Mexican elements with things that you only would have gotten from being in America or from being around other immigrants. For example, there's a lot of German influence in conjunto music, and I think that you'll hear it and a lot of other things in the two songs that we play. The first one's going to be an instrumental called Viva Seguin, and the second one is going to be a corrido, which is a story song, and it's a narco corrido. It's a story song about drugs. That's a huge subgenre in conjunto music today, sort of like, you know, like you have in hip-hop. Anyway, Santiago Jimenez, Viva Seguin, and El Corrido de Ezequiel Hernandez, right here on WRIR.
Acepta de sus errores, dicen que fue un accidente entre sus trabajadores. La gente de Red Cortez
sido una locura del gobierno e militar de mandar 10,000 soldados a que fueran a matar. Ya les canté este corrido, en la historia quedará el joven Siquiel Hernández, que nunca se borrará.
Two songs from Santiago Jimenez Jr., that one, El Corrido de Ezequiel Hernandez, and this one was written about a young man who was a victim of the U.S. war on drugs, a man who was killed mistakenly, under the mistaken belief that he was involved in running drugs. Actually, all he was doing was ranching and protecting his goats, Ezequiel Hernandez. Before that, we heard Viva Seguin from Santiago Jimenez, from his album from 1990 called El Mero, Mero de San Antonio. This is great American music from Santiago Jimenez. Right here on WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. This program is Wide Ear Folk. It's usually hosted by Eric Walters, and Eric will be back next week in this time slot playing his usual outstanding mix of folk music and singer-songwriters. If you're not a regular listener to that program, you ought to be, I would say. It's a really good program. I'm filling in for him this week. My name's Bill Lupoletti, and I am doing 2 hours of music from the national artists performing in the National Folk Festival here in Richmond, Virginia, October 13th through the 15th. Did you know that the Pine Street Barbershop has been at the corner of Albemarle and South Pine Streets for over 25 years? Well, they have, offering men's and women's haircuts, coloring and highlights, straight razor shaves, and therapeutic massages. They not only want you looking good, they want you feeling good. And all of this accented with ongoing art exhibits in a historic Argan Hill location. WRIR bumper stickers are available upon request. And they have a position available right now for an experienced cosmetologist. The Pine Street Barbershop is located at 334 South Pine Street. More information is available at 780-3126. And I'd mentioned that one of WRIR's volunteers is going to be volunteering at the Folk Festival as well, and there's more than one that I know of. Jeff Walker, who is one of our board operators, the man with the silver voice that you hear on Mondays in midday here at WRIR. He's going to be down there for 2 of the 3 days of the festival working as well, and there's probably some other folks because we have a very volunteer-minded group of people involved in this project. There's over 130 volunteers here at WRIR. They're the folks in your community that get stuff done. That's who they are. And so look for any familiar WRIR faces down there, WRIR t-shirts. And also, I understand Alan Levenberg, who I mentioned before, has arranged for a Malian crafts vendor that he knows to have a table there. I think that's happening. And if that's happening, that may be a gathering spot for WRIR folks. So if you see that, come by and ask if any of us are radio folks that you would like to say hello to. We would love to meet you. All right. Folk festival, right? You know, old-fashioned kind of music, right? Not exactly. Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, the group that pioneered the indigenous style of Washington, D.C. that's called go-go. It's one of the planet's greatest party dance musics. They're going to be playing at the National Folk Festival. I think that's an inspired choice. That's a great, great band, a band that you have to see to believe. We're going to play Chuck Brown's greatest hit, a song that you If you know any of his songs, you know this one. In all 7 minutes and 42 seconds of its glory, Bustin' Loose, Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers, coming up at the National Folk Festival. Check it out.
Get on down. Get on down. Get, 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 get. jazz out doing that.
Listen to the Other Black Music every other Sunday, 3 to 5 p.m. on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio. I'll bring you the alternative sounds in the world of black music. Afrobeat, blues, reggae, salsa, soca, black rock, jazz, soul, African reggae, zydeco, sukus, funk, fuji, brass bands, boogie, Latin and African hip-hop, and, of course, more, if you can believe that. Tune in every other Sunday here on WRIRLP 97.3 FM for the Other Black Music.
Tell him what you want. I said, call him up and tell him what you want.
call him up, call him up. Oh, just call him up, call him up. Yeah, Jesus on the man line. Oh, I don't want to drink the body. Why, if you think and change it, well, that's sell it, sell it. Boy, if you think and change it, well, tell him what you want. Tell him what you want. I just call him up. Tell him what you want.
To National Folk Festival special on Wide Ear Folk on WRIR 97.3 FM. Don Vepi and the Creole Jazz Serenaders, their song Mabel's Dream right there on Wide Ear Folk. That's some New Orleans, I guess some people call it Dixieland. If you're in England, you call it trad jazz. That's what they're playing, Don Vepi and the Creole Jazz Serenaders. They, like all of the artists that we're playing on today's program, are going to be featured at the National Folk Festival right here in Richmond, Virginia, October 13th through the 15th. All events are free. It is a nonprofit organization, and it's a very cool event. The second year that it's here in Richmond, they'll be back again next year. And after that, we're on our own. We've got to start our own folk festival, but that'll give us a little bit of momentum to undertake that project, showing us how to do it. It's certainly bringing some great artists here. A great artist that they're bringing is one that we heard right before Don Vepi, the Tremé Brass Band. That's one of those New Orleans groups that plays at things like funerals and so forth, and I'll bet you that our own WRIR's own Mr. Jazz Mike Gurrier knows some of the people from Tremé Brass Band. I'm just going to go out on a limb with that. If you haven't heard Mike's program, Bebop and Beyond with Mr. Jazz, 25 years on WWOZ in New Orleans. He is now relocated to Richmond, and he's here on WRIR. You can hear that program every Sunday morning from 9 until 11 a.m. Tremé Brass Band did Jesus Is on the Main Line from their album Give Me My Money Back. And we started out the set with Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers. If you know any one song that I'm playing today, that's probably the one. Bustin' Loose. And an inspired booking to have Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers representing for Washington, D.C., playing the great indigenous D.C. music go-go right at the National Folk Festival. You are invited to enjoy the Sounds of Mali, an exhibit featuring the music, dance, and culture of that ancient African country at the Richmond Public Library, 101 East Franklin Street, on First Friday, October 6th. Enjoy a free opening reception with a musical performance by Heather Maxwell's Africa Soul Ensemble from 7 to 9 p.m., along with refreshments by Mamusu Restaurant. Also celebrate African dance, music, and the oral tradition with the Elegba Folklore Society on Saturday, October 7th from 2 to 3 p.m. Dr. Maxwell's experiences of musical life in West Africa and her American roots in gospel and jazz make her one of today's freshest voices on the African world music scene. Maxwell was a featured artist at the 2006 Chicago World Music Festival, which just ended recently, and was also featured in the Festival on the Niger in Ségou, Mali in 2006 as well. She sings in English, French, and three African languages, including Bambara, the national language of Mali. And let's finish up. We've got, like 27 more minutes of the program, and I've got more than that of music, so I'm going to be doing some reorganizing here before Josh Bierman comes in with the Edge of Americana. That's every Sunday, Tuesday, excuse me, from 7 until 9 p.m. right here on WRIR. Following Josh, for the first time ever in this time slot, their new time slot, El Che y La Rubia. You're going to have to check them out. It's a great program. They play rock and Espanol, and you're going to really enjoy that show. If you haven't gotten to hear it in their previous time slot on Sunday morning, we're moving them into a pretty primo slot, and we're really excited to have a program where most all of the music is in Spanish in that time slot. After that, also in a new time slot, it's Over from the Underground, the show formerly known as the St. John the Baptist. That's from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. And Tommy Atrian's show, which I can't remember the name of now, because I think he just decided on a name. That follows that from 1 to 3. We've got a great schedule of music here Tuesday nights on WRIR. Let's play some more music from Louisiana, a band that is not only going to be coming here for the Folk Festival, they're coming back because they were just here a week or two ago to play at Shenanigans. They're called the Lost Bayou Ramblers, and this is the Shemo One Step. We'll be right back.
Pierre-Joseph était un jeune marchand, n'avait seulement que 19 ans. Louise Cadet, fille du marchand boucher, a quant à elle 17 années. Québec 1754, amoureux fous, ils sont tombés dans une veillée, leur chère Agathe.
Québec 1754, amoureux fous, ils sont tombés dans une veillée, la chère Agathe.
Ont-ils voulu partir pour se marier, dans la jeunesse, les accusant. Dans le tuteur du bientôt jeune galant, refusa son consentement. Ils eurent s'enfuir vers Montréal, éviter les charivaris, prendre un canot en pleine nuit.
Ils eurent s'enfuir vers Montréal, éviter les charivaris, prendre un canot en pleine nuit.
Ont su leur fugue, et aussitôt en voyant les archers de la marée chaussée. Saint-Laurent, sa grève de Saint-Nicolas, des amoureux furent capturés dans les cachots de la capitale. Pierre accusé d'enlèvement s'enfuit de la prison royale.
Dans les cachots de la capitale, Pierre accusé d'enlèvement s'enfuit de la prison royale.
Sept ans plus tard, par un beau lundi matin, trois petits sans bris de nid. C'est votre amant qui à nouveau tend la main, ouvrez la porte des souvenirs. Puis parcouru bien les vallées pour revenir à l'endroit même où mes yeux vous avaient quitté.
J'ai parcouru bien les vallées pour revenir à l'endroit même où mes yeux vous avaient quitté. J'ai parcouru bien y aller pour revenir à l'endroit même où mes yeux vous avaient quitté.
Thank you.
That is the sound of one of the world's legendary button accordion players. His name is Joe Durain, and he is from Boston. And he'll be performing at the National Folk Festival as part of a group called the Boston Edge with Seamus Connolly and John McGann. Joe Durain recorded in starting in the late 1940s. He was a teenager. He recorded 8 78s in the late 40s that became extremely influential for button accordion players playing Irish music and other forms of Celtic music, like in Quebec, for example. And I think he kind of astounded people with his technical proficiency. The market for Irish button accordion playing in Boston kind of went dead in the 50s, and he gave up the instrument. He started playing piano accordion instead and didn't play Irish music. He played a bunch of other stuff and was completely forgotten. He started playing button accordion again, made his first performance in 1994. Probably aficionados of that style of music thought he was probably dead, and they were totally surprised to hear him playing, and he's back and still playing. So I don't know how old that makes him, but it's a fascinating story, maybe the most interesting of all of the backstories about the artists coming to the folk festival. We heard a medley from him, The Visitors, Patty Fahey's, and Geese in... Oh, what is it here? It's cut off on my sheet. Geese in the Bog from Joe Durain, his album The Tie That Binds. Before that, we heard a group from Quebec called Le Vent du Nord, and they did the title track of their album, L'Amant du Saint-Laurent. And we started out with the Lost Bayou Ramblers from southwest Louisiana playing the Chamou Two-Step. And you're hearing all of that on Wide Ear Folk right here on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, radio for the rest of us. And my name's Bill Lupoletti. I'm filling in for Eric Walters today. He'll be back in this time slot next week. And we're doing a special show today of music by artists performing at the National Folk Festival in Richmond, October 13th through the 15th. And WRIR is underwritten in part by the generous contribution of Plan 9 Music. New this week at Plan 9, a new record from Beck is called Information. Also, Bruce Springsteen, the Seeger Sessions, the American Land edition. And the new record from George Strait, It Just Comes Natural. Plan 9 Music has an extensive collection of used DVDs and CDs, and you can listen to any album before you buy. They have two locations in Richmond, in Carytown at 3012 West Carey Street and at the VCU Bookstore. Plan 9 Music, what a record store should be. And Josh Bierman will be in here with the Edge of Americana, not to be confused with the Boston Edge, shortly. Oh, there he is. I see him. You can't hide from me. And he'll be on in about 11 minutes. I'm going to play maybe three more songs here of artists performing in the Folk Festival. So let me tell you what they all are. And the next speaking voice you'll hear will be the mellifluous tones of Josh Bierman. We're going to start with Hazel Dickens and one of my favorite anti-war songs, Will Jesus Wash the Bloodstains from Your Hands? And we're going to follow that with the Kibbe Sisters. I think I'm saying that right, from Texas. There are three sisters that play fiddle in a band together, so they play a lot of this unison and harmony fiddling Texas style. We'll hear the song one more time. We're going to finish out with a really good folky type bluegrass band, Kenny and Amanda Smith Band. All of these folks will be at the Folk Festival. We're going to hear them do Always Never Enough. That does it for me. I hope you've enjoyed the program. If you like the sound of my voice, you can hear me every Friday from 5 to 7 here on WRIR on my show Global Agogo. And I hope this has been educational, interesting, informative, and if the recording is cooperated, there'll be a download available in the not-too-distant future for you to check out. Thanks a lot, and here's Hazel Dickens.
Welcome you into that peaceful land. Will he forget? all in the name of food. While the people begged for mercy, gave them no relief. There's blood on your hands, mister, you'll answer for one day. And the tears you shed on that day won't wash your sins away. Will Jesus wash the bloodstains from your hands? Will he welcome you into that peaceful land? Will he forgive the killing, the wars you have planned? Will Jesus wash the bloodstains from your hands?
Thank you. of sky, a thousand miles away from you. I can make this weekend last forever in my mind, but what else can I do? I said when we met you're gonna be the last, and you know it's still true. I'm counting hours till I see you again, just a weekend won't do. And it's always never been it's tough, I will come back to you. Three rules ahead, there's a couple in love. It's like they share a heart. They won't always be together in this world, and that's the hardest part. I'll think of you with each breath that I take, no matter how. Of you closer to my heart till I see you again. And it's always never enough, just a taste of love won't do. Whenever the going gets tough,